There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
5 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Adam Harris. The Chicago Wolves are home this Saturday and Sunday. Stay for the concert after Saturday's game. NFL Network's draft analyst Mike Mayock doesn't think too highly of the quarterback class led by Jameis Winston of Florida State and Heisman winner Marcus Mariota out of Oregon.
I don't think it's a great quarterback class, and I also think the NFL is going to have to start getting used to evaluating these spread quarterbacks. It's really hard, really, really hard. So what happens is that you know what Winston is on the field because you can see what he does.
The media gets to pick the brains of Bears GM Ryan Pace and head coach John Fox on Wednesday from Indianapolis and the NFL Combine. The Combine begins tomorrow with x-rays and interviews for the O-linemen, special teamers, and tight ends. Quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers report on Wednesday, and drills are Friday through Monday. The Blackhawks do not play until Wednesday night. They host the Red Wings then. The Bulls can't even practice until then because of the CBA rules. Their next game is Friday against the Pistons at the United Center. Amari Stoudemire is a free agent after agreeing to be bought out by the Knicks. Early rumors have him interested in the Mavericks, and the NBA trade deadline is Thursday. And that's the day pitchers and catchers report for the Cubs and the White Sox. Josh McCown has met with the Bills from the NFL. He left without a contract. Remember, he was most recently cut by the Bucks. Blackhawks coverage on the Score is being presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Mueller Volkswagen of Highland Park.
Boars at Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Richard Deitch, ongoing Charles Barkley saga.
There are things that don't stick to certain broadcasters, and he's one. There's a Jordan, since I'm in Chicago, I love this, the expression. There's a Jordan rules to certain broadcasters for whatever reason. Maybe it's because they're famous in another line of life. Maybe it's because they just feel free. They have enough money to speak however they want to speak, and if they get fired, so be it. So Barkley is one of the few guys on TV where he, generally speaking, can almost get away with anything, and there's no repercussions.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God almighty. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Now we have Ernie Banks. Can we get anybody in the ground? Is there always somebody fighting over what? What are you fighting over?
His remains.
In the black community, what we call what's going on with them old guys dying to talk fat chicks trying to get paid. They want to stuff his body and use him like a Weekend at Bernie. They couldn't get money during while he was alive because he probably had multiple wives, if you notice. So that's their only last hope of getting some money is to stuff his body or walk him around town like Weekend at Bernie. Just like the lady tried to do with Manson. Manson was smart enough not to fall for it. That's all it's about, money.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Borns and Bernstein. I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein.
weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 5:03, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We made a promise. We did. Before we went to break.
The latest, by the way, on Ernie Banks, I guess there's a story breaking now on Channel 9. Mark Sapelsa points this out in his Twitter feed. It says, children of Ernie Banks claim his agent coerced an ill Banks to change his will for the agent's benefit. I don't know what that has to do with cremation or burial, though.
I don't either. I mean, I don't think he's able at this point to change his mind.
This is all getting very, very strange. So you want to play poker with us to help the kids at One Step Camp and maybe win the championship and then your spot at the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas? Be caller number 12 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, and be able to play Thursday, 6 o'clock. Don't win this and then let it go unused, please. That's just kind of a bad look. So if you can make it, be that caller, and you'll win a player entry fee into the One Step Program's 2015 Charity Poker Championship. It's Thursday, February 19th at the Montgomery Club, the lovely Montgomery Club in Chicago. You want more information or you want to get registered? Either way, the best thing you can do, you're a poker player, sign up now. Grab the seats because we're down to the last few open tables of spots. Go to onestepcamp.org. That's onestepcamp.org. If you just want to be a spectator, show up and eat and drink. And Montgomery Club is owned by Gibson, so the food's really, really good. And we've got top-shelf booze. Go to onestepcamp.org. It's $75. All you can eat, all you can drink. You hang out, you party, and you schmooze and kibitz, and you make fun of Wex when he gets knocked out. Because that's really, it's a tradition. This has been going on for more than a decade.
The line will form.
So there's, if you're a good player, experienced player, or not so experienced player, we've had all kinds of people win this thing, and some have finished, gotten a few dollars in Vegas, and one of these days, the winner of this is going to win the damn thing and win the millions of dollars and beat all the big names and take it all home. That's what we're hoping happens. Got another one of these to give away before the show ends at 6 o'clock. Now, this from Deadspin earlier today. Digesting what Tim Kawakami wrote in the San Jose Mercury News. This sounds like something that the old Bears would have done. But just check it out. This is Barry Pacheco.
Yes.
Nothing about this Niners offseason, from the inevitable Jim Harbaugh divorce to the awkward promotion of Jim Tomsula, has been easy or painless. The coaching staff was assembled of cast-offs and no-names, and the team was accused of doing everything on the cheap now that it's got that new stadium. Now comes another report that portrays the 49ers front office as an unorganized, dysfunctional mess. The San Jose Mercury News' Tim Kawakami, who's really in his element now that CEO Jed York and GM Trent Baalke have lost most fans' benefit of the doubt, has a report on the process that led to Tomsula being bumped up from defensive line coach to head coach. Now, as an aside here, remember that we literally said, how the hell do you end up hiring this guy? How did this happen?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you had to have a plan here.
And the other question we asked,
it couldn't have been it.
The other question we asked was, what went wrong that allowed the Bears to add hot head coaching prospect Adam Gase as their offensive coordinator? Mm-hmm. Right? That was the other. So just keep those questions in mind.
Got them.
As we go on here. Kawakami's source claims the Niners were close to hiring Broncos OC Adam Gase, but he could not abide by their condition that he keep and promote Tomsula, a condition apparently that they didn't spring on him until after they basically had a handshake deal. This from Kawakami's report. According to an NFL source, Gase and Baalke did indeed come very close to an agreement for Gase to replace Harbaugh, down to the details of his prospective coaching staff. And Gase understood that his choices for the coordinator spots were approved. Tomsula's name was not involved in the discussions with Gase about the defensive coordinator slot, it was told. Then, the next morning, after Baalke flew back to the Bay Area, things changed. Gase, the source says, was informed that he could only have the job if he made Tomsula his defensive coordinator. No Tomsula, no offer. Gase turned that suggestion down flat, and that's when the 49ers immediately tabbed Tomsula as the head coach to follow Harbaugh. Miss Pacheco again. Gase was certainly the bigger, sexier name of the two and was more in demand around the league. So what did the 49ers do after Gase balked at having Tomsula as his DC and they hired Tomsula to be head coach instead?
they asked Gase to be the offensive coordinator under Tom Sula. He declined naturally, and Gase instead followed John Fox to Chicago. I'm loath to call any hire a mistake since no one knows. Oh, I will, by the way, Barry. Since no one knows how Tom Sula's tenure will work out or how Gase's might have. But if it went down as Kawakami reported it, this was Mickey Mouse stuff. The Niners had one of the hottest young coaching candidates ready to sign, then tried to undercut him by forcing their chosen company man upon him. Then they still tried to bring Gase on in a role that would have undercut Tom Sula. Neither of these could possibly have worked well. So rather than this latest story being about the Niners failing to get their first choice coach, just think of it as another symptom of a place where this sort of thing is allowed to go down. And that's a bad, bad sign. Another bad sign, Kawakami's column isn't even about any of this. The gay stuff is thrown in at the end. It's about how the Niners fired Harbaugh and are now inexplicably lying through their teeth about it being a mutual parting. What a mess. And you guess who? Guess who Gase wanted to have as his defensive coordinator?
Vic Fangio.
Correct.
That's who I'd want.
Yes. So look at what...
And I'm a dumb football
So look
guy.
At how John Fox, just by sitting chilly... and waiting for the 49ers to screw up. Now, Fox,
reap
like,
the rewards.
Yeah, you want to come work for me? You want to come work for me? And then the Bears just end up the dumb luck of their stupidity and John Fox understanding that this might come available and keeping in touch with these guys. Look what Ryan Pace and John Fox were able to do in putting together a formidable coaching staff thanks to this.
Pretty damn good.
Pretty damn good
Pretty
is
damn
right.
Good.
But how ridiculous is that? And they end up with Tom Sula not even understanding why he was named head coach. They trot him out of the press conference.
What was his comment on everything?
Why not? We have that goes, why or why not? I don't know.
Why not?
You're okay, dope.
Why not?
You're a dope. Because we believe you to be a dope. Can we say that out loud?
Absolutely ludicrous.
I don't think it is.
It's ludicrous.
I believe you to be a dope. I think most people in this room believe you to be a dope. So why should you be the coach?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Asked and answered, counselor. But he is a dope. That guy can't. How could that guy be the guy? That's the most important guy in your building. That's the most important guy in your building.
And he's an idiot.
Mark, trust me. It's someone you might know, right? That's maybe the best you can give me.
Yeah.
No, he's an idiot, and that thing is going to crash and burn, and on those two guys too, and deservedly so.
Yeah, it is
those two idiots.
They felt they had to have that guy.
My journey's taken that family on what, three continents.
No, the Bears have fallen into something here. I'm telling you, the Bears at least to now have won this offseason. They haven't won anything else. They've won this offseason.
There's more to do.
Yes.
They can really win the offseason with some more smart decisions.
Yeah, but right now, they're leading. They won this offseason with who they were able to hire.
Yeah, I would like to see them end the Marshall Clown College. But that's not decided yet. They've just told him, I guess the words they used to him were, you're under review. Your situation is under review.
Yes, I met with him apparently the other day, and they made him no promises, which tells me that Brendan better start talking to other teams or make people aware that he's and while you're talking to him, that he's still going to New York. He's still doing things his way.
You know what else I was told? That the fact that immediately after their meeting, he went out and told everybody about it didn't sit well. There's another one of his personal press conferences for his thing and promoting him and his one of his brands. And there was one level of the Bears that kind of pointed out and said, yeah, see, this is what he does.
If you can do that, then you further won the offseason.
Oh, that would be that'd be the greatest.
It's you know, because a lot of teams made a lot of moves. They did a lot of things during this offseason, but Bears are the winners. Now, for now.
Doesn't really mean anything.
No, it means not absolutely nothing. But for now, they are the winners.
They haven't been the winners of much. And it's
that's why I'm looking for something to grab onto. It may be minute. It may not be important. But they are the winners so far this offseason.
And look at the luck that Chicago sports teams have had. When you had the Theo Epstein-Red Sox relationship blows up.
Mm-hmm.
There's Tom Ricketts. Run into my arms.
Yep.
the odd Joe Madden parting from the Rays, where he claims he didn't know he had the clause in his contract, yeah. And that's sort of just
dissolves,
and then Joe Madden.
It's a great clause, though.
It's terrific. It's
a smart clause.
And then Joe Madden arrives. And then, now knowing what we know about not just what happened in Denver and what may have been known about that relationship, the Bears took advantage of two franchises melting down.
Mm-hmm.
Two front office meltdowns, not just one. They were the complete beneficiary of two.
Yep.
That's cool.
It won't be long. They will be back on the right path. They will, and you know, Dr. Death will be, you know, leading the Ravens into a wall at 75 miles an hour. And the Bears will be a new team within, not right away. It's going to take some time to rebuild this thing, get this thing right. But I'm telling you, what they've done is just unbelievable. It's so un-Bear-like, but they have done it.
That's what's so great about it, too.
They have won the day till now, made the best hires, and I think they're going to make more good decisions as time goes on here.
I hope so. Because
I think they are.
There are some easy ones.
I think they are. I think they're too smart not to. Too smart not to.
He's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. And we've got plenty more to come. Got another poker seat to give away, too.
Yes, we do.
Yep, you got the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. So why don't we love All-Star games anymore? I remember as a kid loving the All-Star game. Baseball, basketball, not as much football in the Pro Bowl. Actually, the Pro Bowl beat NBA's All-Star game. I guess it's because we're now caught up in real. From reality TV, which some of it is not actually reality, to the idea that we can get any sort of story from somebody's cell phone that takes us directly to an event when it's happening. We want real, we want tangible. We don't want WWE to be called sports because it's not. It's entertainment. And while it may be entertaining to some to see very, very talented basketball players make threes and throw alley-oops and catch and dunk and do reverses and slap fives with each other, the fact is it's a lot more entertaining when they're doing it against real defense. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at pdqpos.com. That's pdqpos.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit pdqpos.com.
All incentives applied, plus license, title, tax, and dock fee on a courtesy car lease. 24 months for an SRX or 36 months for a 2.5-liter ATS. 10,000 miles per year and 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offers good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Weil at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear. If you want a new Cadillac, get it for me. I'll do whatever it takes to make it worth your while.
Right now at Wild Cadillac, you can lease a 2015 SRX for $339 a month. $339 a month for a 2015 SRX.
$339 a month. That's pretty simple.
How about a 2015 ATS for $299 a month? $299 a month. That's simple, too.
Forget that fast-talking Z-copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac in Libertyville is a beautiful place in the country.
Wild Cadillac is now open Saturday for service. Visit us at wildcadillac.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th, in the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
On demand, 1 West 103rd in Chicago from 7 to 8:30 for the 2015 Bud Light on the Glass Hockey Night Series. Stop by to meet the Ice Girls and enter to win Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. Presented by Bud Light, official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks and Atlantis Limousines.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
As the new head coach, what's your first order of business? What do you want to do to kind of get yourself headed down the right direction? What's the first order of business for you when you get into your office?
When we get done right here, I got to get back on the phone.
You're right back on the phone.
I got to get going.
Oh boy, there he is, Jim Tomsula. Boy, that guy. Let me tell you something. That guy will lead you into a semi. That guy. How could you know? I understand that some people have a difficult time putting a sentence together. And sometimes a thought together and all of that. They're not head coaches, though.
We have to make sure we do not miss
a moment that guy says
to anybody. Because
I got
to
have it, yeah.
We'll have full montages of nothing but stuff he says because he's that good. We're not going to have him for long. So we need to enjoy him while he's employed.
absorb as much as you can. Right, make right. the old that,
that's,
heart feel
that's
better.
That's going to just burn like a comet, and it's going to be in our sky, and then it's going to be gone and never to be seen again. So we lose
one of the most accomplished coaches of this generation to hire a guy who's apparently English is a second language.
In Waukesha, this is Mike. He's on the Score.
Hi, guys. How's it going today?
Fine.
Just a quick question, follow-up from what you guys are talking about. Do you think that the draft will be our first indication of whether we have the right GM, the right coaching staff? What will be our first indicator that...
Well, you do.
Yeah, you do. You already have the right coach.
You do have the right coach. There's no question about that.
You guys are all in on this, it sounds like. And
Is there a reason not to be all in on John Fox?
Well, what do you...
Okay, let's say that they make a decision on the draft that you wouldn't expect. Would that change?
It takes three years to know if a draft is good or bad.
Yep.
Okay, so if not the draft, then what? It's actually going to have to be. We're going to have to wait till the season starts. Is that what you're saying?
What are you asking?
I don't know. What are you fishing for? I'm fishing for.
Is this really going to be the turnaround for the Bears? Did you feel confident that with the personnel we have? Yes, we have the right coaches, but will this be the turnaround?
No, you don't have the right personnel.
You don't have the right personnel.
No,
this is a huge.
He just
effort.
Told you 3 years.
I said three. A draft is going to take 3 years to know if it's a good draft or not. The only question about a coaching hire is: do you win the Super Bowl or not? That's all that matters. It's not about a draft. It's not about this first season. It's not about little tinkering around the roster. It's do you have the confetti shower? That's the question.
Love the confetti shower, don't you?
Weird call that was. Yeah. I don't know what you're getting.
What do you guys think?
He just wants to talk on the radio.
Yeah, he just wants to hear himself talk.
Colin in Albany Park, you're on the Score.
Love your show.
Love it.
So I was really enjoying hearing you talking about how the meltdowns in the front offices of San Francisco and Denver and Tampa Bay have gotten the Bears and Cubs some really prime coaching candidates. I'm just wondering, from a different angle, could there be someone, a different angle on a different team in the city, could there be someone either trying to pry away or waiting to snatch up Tom Thibodeau because of the contentious relationship with Garpack?
Yes,
there's no doubt about it.
I really hope that doesn't happen.
Well, it's going to. I mean, it's probably going to happen. And there's no question that some other team, that he'll go running to some other team and probably do well for a while. Whether or not that overcomes his inherent weirdness, we'll never know. But if I were a betting man, I would bet on that relationship ending after this year. Yes.
Yeah, I have no. And by the way, there's no doubt what a good coach he is. I mean, he won't run somewhere and fail. He's not going to fail. I mean, I don't know which. Again, that's like what do you want to say? That we'll feel bad. I mean, we don't have anything to do with it. All we know is what's happening, and that, by the way, not good for him.
And I'm not endorsing one side of that fight or the other.
Absolutely not.
I think it sucks, but I also get it. It's real. That relationship is just a mess, and it's not one side forcing out the other. It's everybody just kind of being done with it. And
It's what happens.
It's come to its end.
Yeah, it's what happens. It's not unusual.
Tim in Peoria, you are on the Score.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay.
Great.
Good. Hey, I wondered, I haven't been listening much lately, so if you've talked about this, I apologize. Could the Bears possibly package Marshall with somebody else?
They're trying. I think they would love it. I don't know if it's packaging. Nobody wants him. If they're able to trade him, Ryan Pace is executive of the year.
Wow. See, I didn't realize he was that much. I knew he was kind of had a screw loose, but I didn't realize he was that much of a...
Well, it's not just that. Teammates hate him. Ownership hates him. Upper management hates him and can't stand the way he acts. Think he's a complete nightmare. Wow. And the fact is, he's on the other side of 30. He's had two hip surgeries, and he was injured all last year. And, these things don't end.
Diminishing returns.
And he's slow. That's the other thing.
Yeah, they could use a speed receiver, I guess. But
That's what I want out there, not him. Yeah, Tim, see, here's the thing. That if we know that, and we're not particularly smart, if we know that, every NFL team knows that. So you think they're going to put together some package that's brilliant? Because they know he's going to get cut in March.
Right.
If you can put something together because some team doesn't want to bid for him or they don't want to get in that. If there's a couple teams that are really interested. Because, look, they're just like baseball teams. Everybody can be as dumb can be sometimes.
The Bears were one of those teams. Teams were laughing at the Bears when they traded for Marshall.
Yeah. I just think it's a tough trade. If he can do it, yeah, we've already named the executive year.
Oh, God.
We've got Fox's coach of the year. So we're all in.
If they can get anything, a couple of draft picks, anything whatsoever in a trade, yep. We're taking Ryan
we're over
Pace
the
out
moon.
For steak dinner. Boom.
Yep.
So this is from the AP. The twin sons of Ernie Banks, the twin sons of Tatooine, asserted Monday that his agent and caretaker.
Idiot. Yep.
Coerced the Chicago Cubs baseball great into signing a new will giving her all his assets. In a statement released by their attorney, Jerry and Joey Banks said their father was ill at the time Regina Rice had him sign a power of attorney, a health care directive, and a will giving everything to her. I find it quite interesting she did not tell anyone that she had an attorney write up a new will, Jerry Banks said. Joey Banks said the family thought Rice was helping and watching over Mr. Cub while he was in Chicago. Family attorney Mark Bogan said that only after the funeral did the Banks family become aware he signed a new will during his illness. A provision of the will signed and dated October 17th says, quote, I am making no provisions under this will for wife or my children, not for a lack of love and affection for them and for reasons best known to them, unquote. Bogan said the family will vigorously fight the will. Efforts to contact Rice and her attorney were unsuccessful. The brothers' comments are the first in a dispute the first centered on what should be done with Ernie Banks' remains. An attorney, Howard Golden, says Elizabeth Banks has thus far prevented the body from being cremated, but it's unclear where exactly the body was taken.
No doubt Golden will pawn them. You know, here's the thing. You're very ill because never do you give to sign any new will to your caretaker. I mean, if your caretaker benefits by the new will in any way, shape, or form, you, sir, have made a tremendous mistake.
Yeah, I found it very strange when I was not surprised when I read that Ernie Banks had died because I had told that he was not doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said he died of a heart attack. And I just thought it seemed strange because there were people who had known that something had happened where his health had already made a turn for the worse. And then they said, well, it was a heart attack. And I thought, oh, okay. But that just rang oddly with what I had
rang
heard.
Rang oddly with a lot of people, I'm told.
Oh.
Rang oddly with a lot
of
people.
Oh, it did,
yeah.
Did it?
Yeah. Oh. A lot of people were going, he what? But yeah, I find this odd. And I didn't, you know, look. I mean, when a legend goes, I don't worry about digging up stuff on him because I have nothing against
him.
Well,
you can't because he hasn't been
buried. Yeah, but that's true. But I didn't worry that much about the story. But now with Regina Rice and an attorney involved, now you got some. But again, my advice to you, all you guys out there, if you're in the hands of a caretaker, do not sign that will.
For all you kids out there.
Yeah, if you're ready to go, don't put your life in the hands of somebody who's caring for you because the chances are, after that will is signed, you will soon be dead.
Or they might know when you're close to the stairs.
Right.
Right?
They might think, wait a minute, Ernie, hold on.
Pay attention to this. Look at this. All you young hockey players out
that's
there.
That's right. Be careful.
Keep your stick on the ice and don't sign power of attorney to your caretaker.
That's right. That's all I'm saying. I'm just trying to give people advice.
Scoreboard update.
5:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. The Chicago Wolves are home this Saturday and Sunday. Stay for the concert after Saturday's game. NFL draft this week. Friday begins the workouts, but front office types are doing work until then, interviewing the 300 so invitees. Tomorrow, the O-linemen, special teamers, and tight ends will kick off the interviews and x-rays. Wednesday, it's the quarterbacks, running backs, and wideouts. And Bears GM Ryan Pace and head coach John Fox will speak with the media Wednesday from Indianapolis. Hawks winger Marian Hossa was named NHL's first star for the past week. 5 goals, 1 assist in 4 games. Hawks host the Red Wings on Wednesday. The Bulls cannot practice until Wednesday because of the CBA agreement, and the Pistons visit the UC on Friday. Mari Stoudemire was bought out by the Knicks today. He's now a free agent. Early reports have him wanting the Mavericks as a destination. Cubs and Sox pitchers and catchers report on Thursday. Some trouble with the late Ernie Banks' family. Reports say Banks...
You think?
Yeah. Some trouble. Reports say Banks signed a new will that gave his lawyer, Regina Rice, all of his assets. Or his caretaker. I'm sorry, his caretaker, Regina Rice, all of his assets. Now the twin sons of Ernie Banks contend that their father was coerced into signing that new will. and attorney Mark Bowden says the family will vigorously fight and contest this will. Back to the NFL. A report from Phil Sheridan of ESPN.com says the Browns offered wideout Josh Gordon for Eagles backup quarterback at the time, Nick Foles, that was entering the 2013 season when Mike Vick was the starting quarterback for the Eagles. Bad. That would be interesting if
Mike Vick,
if that happened. It's interesting to think about there.
Why tell Adam Barnes.
Adam Barnes Harris will be here at 6.
Yeah, tell it bad.
Adam Harris takes the bottom, Barnes takes the top.
Why? Well, all right. Let me think about which one I'm interested in. Keep going.
Wideout Wes Welker wants to play next year.
No!
Two-year contract.
Dumbass!
I know.
Your brain is oatmeal.
I know. And he says that the words of retirement never came out of his mouth. But he may not have known that.
Yeah, there was a story about that. He was thinking of contemplating retirement.
Yes, I saw the story.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he said that. He never said that.
Right, you know what it is? He didn't remember saying it.
Right, he would know.
There's a difference. Yeah, I think he said it, but he just doesn't remember.
Maybe he'll end up back on the Patriots.
Or do it a show on the score. What?
quarterback Josh McCown visited Buffalo today. He left without a contract, so he'll keep trying.
Keep trying, Josh.
Keep trying, Josh, with a smile on his face.
Yep. Nice
guy. And the good Lord in his head.
That the good Lord watched out for him. What?
Visit Toyota Sports Corner at the Chicago Auto Show to see the 2015 Highlander with seating up to 8. The Highlander provides room for all your family and friends. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This portion of Score brought to you by Panera Bread. Be an office hero tomorrow morning and pick up a baker's dozen of bagels from Panera Bread. Every Tuesday, enjoy 30% off a baker's dozen, just $6.99. They're perfect for any morning event.
Idiot.
What?
You give me the other one because it's got miso quinoa soba.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Yeah, I don't know how to say that. I'm not that guy. I'm this guy. This guy. Bagels, like I said. I know my bagels. Thank you.
In Algonquin, Jake is on WSCR The Score.
Hey, guys. Dan, last week there was a Sheehan newsletter that came out, and it talked about the transition between the minors and the major leagues.
Oh, the Marcus Semien piece?
Yes.
Great. Yes.
And they mentioned, I think they mentioned Carlos Sanchez in there too. But my question was with regards, that piece with regards to the Cubs and this flux of young guys they have who are already in and are going to be coming in, do Theo and Jed have some type of system in place, whether it's watching tape or getting with a hitting instructor or both, to show these guys exactly what to expect? Because the numbers there, it was a very good piece, and it's really eye-opening to see that clearly there's a problem with the strike zone in the major leagues.
The answer is yes, but it works the other direction too. Jake, why do you think they signed Montero to be their catcher?
Probably instruct a lot of these guys that exact same thing.
Nope. Framing low strikes.
Okay.
That he was the best.
He's a noted framer.
The best in MLB at being able to pull that ball just ever so slightly upward, that he's great at making that very pitch from a ball into a strike to the point where it could mean one or more wins in a season. So believe me, they're aware.
He's on for framersonly.com.
You don't have to be lonely.
But I do.
Yeah,
man,
you have to be lonely.
That's a rule. Let me tell you something. I'm not lonely. You know why? Because clearly, farm people love me. Keep that in mind.
Email from Rudy who says the Ernie Banks story is very strange. But either way, when they find the body, Rahm Emanuel is going to show up to proclaim that Ernie Banks was also a 2014 Little League U.S. champion and that the Cubs retroactively won the 69 National League pennant. When we come back, we're going to say hello to Rosenblum and Grody and give away one more spot in the 2015 Charity Poker Championship benefiting the kids with cancer and leukemia at the One Step program. So it's the tournament Thursday night. We got one last giveaway spot. And this was a specific courtesy for this particular spot that I will mention in just a moment on The Score.
MullyandHanley.com is being brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just gotta find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds, Wednesday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Content. Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg.
He dropped an Instagram vid of him singing some Michael Jackson in the car. Quote, jamming to MJ on the way to get the work in this morning. Billie Jean, what you working with? End of quote.
President of Townstone Financial, meet Patrick.
Hello, friend.
71, called to refinance. So David quoted him a rate that saved him $100 a month and then asked him if he'd like to save $1,100 a month with a reverse mortgage. Now, Patrick was concerned the bank would evict his wife when he died. Wrong! David explained that Patrick and his wife maintained ownership of their home with a reverse mortgage exactly like they maintain ownership with a forward-paying mortgage. And when Patrick dies, his wife would continue owning the home. They'd still have to pay the real estate taxes and insurance, but not the mortgage. Patrick now thinks a reverse mortgage is the best option and is excited about saving over $13,000 a year. If you'd like to learn how you can eliminate your mortgage payment like Patrick did, and you want to drastically increase your monthly cash flow, call David now, 312-896-2111. Why call David instead of another lender? Because David's honest, trustworthy, and has helped thousands of Score listeners, and he'll help you. Call David now at 312-896-2111. Visit Townstone.com. Follow him on Twitter at David Hochberg. Townstone Financial is an Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois mortgage licensee number 6629 and NMLS number 1366.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii 5-0 has oh so many.
Let's go. Come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii 5-0, CBS Friday.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or TM-80031.
I'm right on.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Before we say Terry's favorite words in show business, I want to
give... I don't know about that.
Well, he said do it. He just told you to do it.
I don't listen to him.
Okay, before we do that, we are going to ask for caller 10 to the contest line, 312-591-6700. If you are 21 or older and you are really motivated to play poker 6 o'clock Thursday night, you can join us. We want you because this is a player entry into the One Step Program's 2015 Charity Poker Championship presented by Robert W. Baird on Thursday, February 19th at the Montgomery Club in Chicago. For more information, you want to get signed up. Final push is on. Just a handful of spots remain. Go to onestepcamp.org. Onestepcamp.org. BorzenBernstein.com. Grab your seat. Now, I've been told that we're supposed to do this.
At 544 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score, my two favorite words in Saturday show business.
Penis bread. And before we introduce, I also...
Wait a minute.
Quickly, really, I neglected to mention, this particular giveaway, this seat was provided by Illinois State Representative Michael J. Zalewski, and he bought it and wanted to give it away to a Score listener. So that is what we just done, and we thank Representative Mike for his generosity. Mark Grody, Steve Rosenblum, hello.
I recorded that just for these two. I mean, yes. I don't know where that comes from, because I never said that.
Well, that's the best we get from Mitch Rosen, too. We're always his favorite Saturday show. Wait. We were 8 to 12. Yeah. Then we were 9 to 12.
Oh, tell us about it. Same thing happened to us.
We are now 10 to 12. What do we have? Do we have an hour show every third Saturday now, Steve?
That's good.
Is that what we do?
That's good.
We'll take it.
Bigger things to do now. You're a big shooter now.
You're a big shining star. No,
all this means, actually, doing the Cubs pre and post is that apparently... from the stories that came out, there's about 400 people who can't stand me. So everybody that I see, I say, "Were you up for the job? Because you're looking at me like you don't like me right now." So that's what I have to deal with.
Well,
right
you
now.
Know what?
I'm hated.
Well, that sucks for them.
Yeah,
sorry.
Wow. I guess so. I guess that's the way
I know some of the people.
I wish my list would only be 400.
I consider friends of mine, but that's the way this works in this business. And
yeah,
it's a subjective business.
You find out. Yeah, I actually do find out quickly who your real friends are. Quickly when that happens.
Well, we're going to try to find a friend for him tonight. We're going to try to have Len Casper on and give him a tutorial on the Cubs beat. We think Len would be perfect for that.
The travel, too. See, I didn't know you were going to travel.
Yeah.
Because a lot of teams don't. A lot of teams will just leave you home.
Yeah, no, this definitely involves travel. The most traveling I did was the White Sox run. I did that entire thing, the Illini run. I did that whole thing. That's nothing compared to this. So that's a huge part of what I want to know about. And it's funny when you talk to people, because most people will say, if you don't have dependents in your life, which I do not.
Wait, dependents, not yeah. dependents.
Not dependents, right.
I just
right,
got to
right.
make sure.
No, okay. How about if I put it this way? Nobody depends on me.
Okay,
There is nobody in this city that depends on me to be someplace, to be home. So I'm in good position to do it, but I've heard so many stories about traveling for 81 games, I suppose it would be. So that's something that I need
to learn. Playoffs.
Yeah. Of course. Playoffs, World Series, the whole
playoffs,
thing.
World Series. You'll be busy a couple years from now.
Yep. Absolutely.
You need a hobby.
I have spoken. Yes. I've decreed it so, Steve Rosenblum.
81 wins, right? Wasn't that the number? 81 and 82?
Yeah. 82 and a half today at Bovada.lv.
Over or under on that, you?
I'm going to say over, because I really thought I had, and I don't know if I'm getting swept up in it. I thought, better. I thought more. I think the world of John Lester.
I think about 85.
And I think more.
Mm-hmm. 85 has you right on the cusp of that.
Yeah, not quite
right
contention on that division. Maybe I think you got to get to around 90.
Not talking division. I'm just saying.
Wild card.
Extra games. I think 85. You're right. I think they are last day.
Yep. I think they are.
I just looked it up. I am required to say over. Yes.
Okay.
Over.
Yes.
The club handbook
already serving as masters.
It begins.
Yes. Now, if you look at the numbers, if you compare the win overs and unders on Bovada and the odds of doing that, of winning the World Series or winning the National League. The Cubs, I think, are 6-1, and at 81 wins, say 82, whatever it is, and the Cardinals have worse odds. They're, I think, 6.5-1, and they're projected to win 87 games, 87 or 88. So they're going to win more, but all that Cubs money came in.
Right, I was going to say, that's the difference between something like a Pacoda algorithm spitting out a number and
money.
Betting pressure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what happens. Cubs get bet.
You still don't know what you're getting out of the offense, so I think you're pretty sure about the first three or four in the starting rotation, but there are still, I don't know where the guarantees are as far as the position players are concerned. I think I'm comfortable with Rizzo at this point. I think we know what Starlin Castro is. Other than that, I'm trying to figure out who your guarantees are. Position players. And it may work out.
Well, eventually,
it may be great.
It's Bryant eventually. It's just a question of who holds the spot until his day comes.
But even that's not a guarantee. You know,
right? Because it could be a corner outfielder.
He may be an MVP. He may be rookie of the year. He may be great.
Maybe a bust.
It may be a bust.
You know your catcher.
Montero's your catcher.
You know your first baseman.
Exactly.
Right?
Probably. Yeah. Yes. I think Rizzo with the 32 home runs, a few more RBIs would be nice. But you have absolutely no idea about Baez still.
Correct.
You still have no idea about that. Not sure who your third baseman is at this point.
Maybe not sure who your shortstop is. I mean, to start the season at the moment, it's Castro.
Right.
But they've got doghouse issues with Castro. They're really, really mad about the stuff that went on.
Keeps finding himself in trouble.
And I mean, seething mad about him, about that. And basically told him...
We may have to start going under this one, Steve.
If you want any shot at you are moving your ass out of the Dominican, you are moving to the United States, and you're choosing your friends, acquaintances, and company more wisely.
Ooh, I just got a watch yourself Grody text. Love the Cubs. I'm kidding.
Sign Lynn Castro.
Doesn't Castro spot in the batting order to tell you how good of a team you are? Because
last year when he was hitting cleanup for a while.
But if he's hitting sixth, you've got a really good team.
You got a really good team.
It's true.
If he's hitting second or you were, I don't know, even fifth, you got trouble. You don't have the best lineup to compete in the National League.
We should add one more positional certainty, right? Dexter Fowler in center.
I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
Dexter Fowler. Get on base. Yeah. I mean, that was a good move.
Nice.
I hate to say somebody like this, but I'm actually looking forward to seeing what Chris Coughlin does, even though, I mean, he became legit good last year, and this is a guy who was a rookie of the year and then sort of fell off the map, and I don't know if he was just, sort of a classic Theo reclamation project who was just had a spasm of goodness last year, or if maybe Chris Coughlin figured it out. And
some of those guys will have to matter. I mean, other guys, not everybody.
Somebody has to.
Right,
yeah.
You'll get others. Pitcher, whatever.
Right. If you're really good, you need somebody that you're not expecting, who isn't some hot name, who's going to have to be really good.
I think maybe Jorge Soler, too. I think maybe that's legit, too. So we could probably add that.
Chuck Tanner used to say if you're going to compete, you need 7 guys to have career years. And I'm not sure that has ever gone to be false. But
how do you define it?
Career years. Better than they ever have been.
I love Chuck Tanner.
Right.
But
you know what else is measurable? What else is measurable? If you can find, in all the splits, you find guys who are good. All you need is platoon guys with the way Joe Maddon manages.
Right.
And so all you need to do are make good with guys on one side of the split. He'll figure it out.
Was it Chet Lemon on that Tigers team in 84 that had some astonishing... split number.
Yeah, out of his mind.
Just crazy.
Yeah.
And that was one thing
Chuck Tanner,
Sparky Anderson said something like, I knew exactly when I was supposed to play him and when I didn't need to
play
him.
And I guarantee you, when he said he was sitting at his desk naked smoking a pipe. Still one of the worst visuals in the history of my bad visuals.
Did you see that? You saw something like that?
The first time I ever met him, he was sitting at his desk smoking a pipe naked. as we used to call it, the old country, putt hanging low. But that's different. That's a whole different program.
It's a whole different country.
Congratulations.
All right, we're going to get out of here. We are until 6:30?
Yeah. We thank Barry Trammell, Richard Deitch, and Reed Forgrave for joining us today.
Great guests
today.
Good guests, yep. Yeah. We thank our crack production staff, Joe Dredge.
Let's take a look at the board. And the categories are potent potables, letters that begin with G, who reads, let it snow, state your name, famous Oprahs, and potpourri. Sean, you control the board.
I'll take Horage for 200.
It is who reads. It's about books. It's not whore ads. That's it, Connery. You're on a timeout.
He is Rockford's American Idol. My guy, Brett Lyons.
Former Cub coach. Former Giant coach as well. Wendell Kim. Remember him? He was known as Waving Wendell when he was coaching at third base. He has passed away again, it appears, of natural causes.
Wow. And he also changed his will.
Yeah. Well, I miss that. Well, that's a way to go, Waving Wendell. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell.
He is my starting left tackle. And our interns, Tommy Guns and the brilliant Tony Fish.
Unless he is passed away again.
You know that damn Wendell. I wish he'd stop dying. Seriously, come on.
That was like former Bears offensive coordinator Ed Hughes who kept dying, remember?
Yeah, well, we kept killing him.
It is less that I will miss most. I will miss him most.
Former Cub coach. Former Giant coach as well. Wendell Kim. Remember him? He was known as Waving Wendell when he was coaching at third base. He has passed away again, it appears, of natural causes.
I would hate to die twice. Yeah, that would be so upsetting.
I'm not again.
First time didn't take. He was undead.
Yeah, and I guarantee you this caretaker has his will.
I'm not right. Dead yet.
We thank you for listening, calling, email, texting. We will do it all over again tomorrow. Rosenblum and Grody coming your way. It'll be fun. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Lawrence Holmes here. Right now, you're listening to B&B. Coming up at 6, I'll be here with more of Chicago's hottest sports talk, so don't tune out.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coast.